USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The ayes are 54. The nays are 45.
And with that, Gina Haspel chosen to replace Mike Pompeo on the CIA, the Senate voting to confirm her on Thursday. A student and a teacher are dead, dozens injured after a school bus slams into a dump truck on Interstate 80 in New Jersey. Happened about 10:30 local time. It's not the big one experts are predicting, but the Kilauea volcano erupted early Thursday morning. Experts saying the big one is still to come. Rudy Giuliani stating the special counsel will not indict President Trump.
According to Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, Robert Mueller confirmed to the president's legal team that they cannot indict a sitting president in the United States, according to longstanding legal precedent noted in Nixon and Clinton's terms. Mueller's team has yet to comment on what evidence would have supported any indictment of the president, but noted to the president's attorneys that no action will be filed by the special counsel. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
The president not worried about North Korea threatening to cancel their upcoming meeting. At the daily press briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying,
the president is prepared and will be ready to meet, and we're continuing to move forward with the preparations at this point.
The North upset about joint military exercises by the United States and South Korea. Paul Manafort's former son-in-law strikes a deal to cooperate with the government in the pending case against his ex-father-in-law, the one-time former chairman of the Donald Trump campaign. Manafort currently facing two indictments brought by special counsel Robert Mueller, ranging from tax evasion to bank fraud, and has pled not guilty to all charges. And Congo confirming a case of Ebola in a city of over 1.2 million people, marking the first urban case in the latest outbreak with high potential spread of that virus. The CDC saying this is now the most serious threat since the 2014-2016 epidemic in West Africa. The World Health Organization calling the new confirmed urban case a game changer. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Three Florida men are going to prison for trying to join ISIS. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
Their plot was foiled in July 2016 when federal agents arrested one of the men, Gregory Hubbard, at Miami International Airport as he was trying to board a plane to go to Syria. Reports are Hubbard, Dane Christian, and Darren Arness Jackson all admitted to being either stupid, selfish, or delusional and pleaded guilty to charges of conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. Hubbard and Christian had been sentenced to 8 years in prison each. Jackson was given a 4-year sentence. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, thousands of people forced from their homes by the Hawaiian volcanic eruptions fled without their communication devices. Now those in shelters and community centers are getting some help. USA Radio's John Clemens.
That help comes from Hawaiian Telcom that has supplied them with free service for calls or text messages to the U.S. mainland, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Northern Mariana Islands, into the U.S. Virgin Islands so they can communicate with family and friends concerned for their safety. And Nishida Fry of Hawaiian Telcom says it's all about Ohana.
We really do feel in our hearts that our customers are more than just customers. We say that they are Ohana, which means they are like family.
That's John Clements and the most mysterious Android phone of the year coming to Verizon and AT&T. Verizon announcing the first holographic phone in the world, the Red Hydrogen 1, and it'll be ready later this year. This is USA Radio News.